I guess good things come to those that wait. But I was going to ask you, when you were running HF Mobile on the motorcycle, were the antennas that you made for that, were they all resonant, or did you have to use a tuner?
Never used a tuner. My secret weapon was at the vertical dipole on the motorcycle, okay? So I'm going to cheat a little bit when I start out on the bicycle, because I worked 40 meters with only a 1 foot stinger, a 12-inch stinger on my coil for the bottom half. Oh, did that make a world of difference. And so my present layout on the bicycle, I may not do that. I'm so tempted to just make it an L and just see how my cards play. But this is, I just got some ideas on how I want to put things on the back of the bike, because I'm also thinking, okay, have the least amount of damage if I crash, if I fall, something like that. Because easy peasy is I do have some things that will clamp onto that bike rack, and so I can still have my vertical dipole and run with it. I got to find where that 1 foot stinger went. I made an extra long stinger that was like going down and up that I had running on the motorcycle. And I may still just do that, but both elements was completely tunable. I made my own coils and my own sliders to tune them. And I call it a pitchfork, but when I did the down and up for a stinger on the bottom half, I had a neon light bulb on it, so I would tune for maximum brilliance, so I know my ground current is going there, and then I would fine-tune the upper half, which was the longer part of the antenna, and then a lot of times I did better than most. Most mobile. There's in particular a couple Tar Heels that were on a Suburban that I could outdo on 40 meters. One guy was a little bit of a spoiled sport because he always badmouthed me. He didn't know there was three flies on the wall hearing him talk, and so to speak, and it went as far as they recorded him once. This goes back some years, so it's it's something that I laugh at.
Yeah, I'm real curious to see how everything works when you get it all together. Hopefully, it'll certainly be light enough and portable enough. But I'm just curious what kind of efficiency you can get with that antenna set up in a QRP rig. But have you got anything put together to bring on Saturday, or are you not planning on selling anything?
I don't think I'll have time to sell anything. Otherwise, I could have, would have, and should have. I'm going to be grasping for help the way it is right now. Because I know two people that said they were going to show up. And they would have had an easy gig. They won't be there. So I'm like, rat. Because I do not know what the flow is going to be for people coming in. Got an idea how I'm going to, because I'm going to be right there in the middle, if not right there up front handling the traffic. And then I have one person that was been very, very helpful that I don't want to put the screws to. He may be limited in what he can do for me, but he's done so much right now that it's, it's a complete blessing, But that's just how that goes. And then there's other people I thought would show up that they're on the injured list, so I'm not going to twist their arm either, But this is Murphy's Law, my thing is, I got to make sure I got somebody on the radio that has an idea about the, traffic and so forth, just because how they got 35 that's messed up. You know, so there's my worry. So it's like, regardless, I gotta be at three places at once, at least start the day off.